Hello. Somebody asked me tonight if they could call me, if they wanted me to call them Grandad, which is, that's a bit disturbing. That's the oldest I've got so far. What I was going to say, before I go on, incest porn. How can I notice? I look at porn occasionally. There's a lot of incest porn now, and I just kind of look at that thinking, really, like, if that's on there, that must be somebody's fantasy. Jesus, isn't Christmas awkward enough? So I'm gonna give you a bit of a twirl now, because what I want you to do is, in a minute, right, I want you to shout out what sort of jokes you think I'm going to tell, right? Because it's important to know. I don't know who said this, I've tried to find it, but so the hardest thing for anybody to know is their effect, right? So what effect? Affect or affect, I'm not sure which one that is. But anyway, I'm going to give you a twirl, and after that, so twirl now, right? Not the other way around. Notice the history of computer t-shirt. I come in, I realise about here, that's kind of where I start. On the count of three. One, two, three. What sorts of jokes am I going to tell? Are you ready? One, two, three. I did this in Bow, and somebody on the front row just went, fat, fat, fat. Just kind of, I don't know that many jokes about fat. Before we go any further, do you think I look like Bill Gates? I was like walking down my street, like first thing on a Monday morning on my way to work in Limehouse, and there were two guys sat in this van, like white van. And as I walked past, one of them went, yo, Bill, Bill. Yo, Bill! How do you look like a billionaire? Not the money part, just the glasses and the being 70 part. That's great. Did anybody shout out postmodern religious philosophy with reference to 1990s comedy actors? No? Because that's what you're getting. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. But not Brian Blessed, because he's quite a shouty actor and comedian from the 1990s. Now, obviously, Jesus didn't say that second part, did he? And I'm a bit disappointed in him for that, because if I understand Christianity correctly, Jesus is omniscient. That means he knows everything. Which means that when he was saying that bit about the peacemakers, he knew there was a Brian Blessed joke at the end, didn't go for it. A bit disappointing. Now, you might say, well, Mark, that joke doesn't really work in first century Aramaic. Brian Blessed, not terrifically well known in first century Galilee. And also, Jesus isn't really a stand-up comedian. He's more of a hang-up tragedian. But I'm not entirely sure Jesus isn't a stand-up comedian. I've got a couple of reasons to think he might. He spends most of his time hanging around with 12 guys who don't seem to really do very much. And a very weird middle-aged virgin. And a prostitute who's trying it as a career change. And sometimes he dies. You don't see him for 3 days, and then he just pops up like nothing else has happened. The Buddha... says that we become the thing that we most resist. Which in my case, I think means I've been pushing really, really hard against a fat Yorkshireman. I'm going to tell you some jokes that I made up that I think are funny, but nobody else does. Well, my wife doesn't anyway. But a naked egg walks into a bar. And the barman says, is this some kind of yolk? Crones, I love crones. I've got a fantastic wall in my back garden. It's like vertical, and then it's horizontal, and then it's vertical. What a ledge. If you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. If you teach a man to fish, he can sleep with his wife on Sunday afternoons. And I'm going to end on this one, a bit of Greek mythology here. If you stare at the Medusa, You turn to stone and you die. There's nothing you can do about it. It's a Gorgon conclusion.
Oh. Groans, you see, I like groans.
Give it a blast, trigger, everyone. Right, let's keep it going for your next act. It's Mr.